Oh, look at that. I knew something about a punk band.
Just some old fat drunk dudes jumping up and down.
This tree just planted itself right on top of the cement.
I did watch a YouTube video today.
My dad mashed potatoed
of
Enema
Chris Carrava.
Aaron doesn't know who Chris Carrava is. It's so good. That's great.
What's up, guys?
How's it going, dude?
Hey, hey, and hey, everybody. Welcome to the Punk Tree.
Hey, it's been a while.
Yep.
Sorry, it's tough to focus on, like, greetings, because I just lost the staring contest to an elf on the shelf.
Yeah, it'll get you. You have a really creepy nutcracker hanging from your fireplace area, and he's looking at me like he already has my soul.
So,
and he's done naughty things with it.
So we're in my living room, and my family does like to put up Christmas decorations inside.
You have a lot.
Yeah.
You got everything from Elf on the Shelf. You have a very white-looking Elf on the Shelf, especially now that there's such a diverse milieu of elves on shelves. You know what we have at my house? We don't have an Elf on the Shelf. We have the snake on a rake.
Yeah.
It's a rake, and it has a plush snake on it, and some Christmassy accoutrement.
And does it do like the same...
His name's Jake.
Does it do the same role as an elf on
a
shelf?
It does. He's a lot lazier. He forgets to both move and ever offer any sort of goodie.
Yeah.
He's he's a snake. He doesn't move very quickly.
Well, I could tell you, I mean, you point out the nutcracker's looking so weird, but all of these decorations went up when I was not in the house, but on the house, because when they do this, I'm always up on the roof putting up the lights.
Oh, I thought you were just on the roof workaholics. Workaholics, how they sit on the roof and watch people pick up dollar bills wrapped around turds. Hey, Aaron, you're here too.
Yes, I am.
That's a terse response. Okay, we'll move on. We'll move on from that.
I feel like you could easily jump in and give us a story about Aaron's day, because you...
Oh, Aaron did have an incredible day.
Yeah. It was a very good day.
Aaron is a teacher, and today was kind of like the biggest day of the year at your school.
Yeah. Today was our fall semester exhibition where we... put out all our student work and members of the community can come and check it out. Parents often always come and
many.
They get to see what kids have built and all the things that they have learned through that building process.
That's right. And you kicked ass today.
Yeah, I felt really good about it. I was really nervous leading up to that because it's just been a challenging learning to teach sixth graders. After only have taught high school and college, you know, so it's been a rough transition and I've learned a lot of stuff through it. And because of some challenges that we had had, we didn't get started building our project, which, my class built hydroponic systems.
Believe it or not,
sixth graders did it.
Wonder where they'll end up. Yeah. Keep going.
But we pulled it off. We got all our systems standing up, almost functional, and we got to display some awesome student learning.
That is also why we're here this evening for us, because Almost Functional is going to be the new name of our podcast.
Yes.
Going forward.
I thought you were like dropping some news on me.
No,
you guys like had made a decision and it was already 2-1. Right, I guess I'm...
The only news I do have is that it's Punk Nibbles time.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is a great time for us to record a quick chat.
Oh, yeah.
And I have... We had quite the punk rock weekend this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Goodness,
and we did together as well.
The hell
which,
yes.
Which was great. So the Punk Nibbles this episode is just about this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do.
And specifically, I want to kind of call this weekend something, Because, yes, we were all together. We went to some shows. But this was really Aaron Wolf's super special punk rock rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's really what this was.
And we saw three of your 10 favorite bands or two of your 5 favorite bands?
Three of my top 10 favorite bands for sure.
Yeah. Which is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because they were not in the same show.
Nope.
We had to sacrifice seeing one band to see other bands, but still got to see that first band.
Yeah. There's some very tough decisions had to be made.
And that's the entirety of Punk Nibbles. We're not actually going to tell you what bands they were or where we saw
them. That's it. That's it. What are we drinking, though?
Oh, yeah. Before we get going, let's do quickly our beverages of choice in the moment, at least.
Oh, I currently have an Abnormal. This is the brewery, and it's a beer called Major Pour. It's described as a San Diego IPA. And believe it or not, I'm not even in the mood to joke around about reading off the label or not.
No. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, but it's a great West Coast IPA, and it's kind of cool because it's got the Padres City Connect colors on it. It's fun.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's been a go-to for a few months.
Yeah. And I've got the Polar Espresso by Brewery X. It is a coffee stout made with coffee and stout stuff.
I also have a small glass of it. Hey, yeah. This is a share. This is a share.
Yep.
There. Although Mike hasn't had any yet because he's drinking from our sponsor.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I was wondering. You know, I just had this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric. And that feeling is I just felt like, you know, since I've been sipping on this delicious beverage for the last 10 minutes, I just started to live looser.
Oh, you know what actually is interesting is you have been coughing like crazy for about 15 minutes.
Oh, I was coughing.
And this is going to sound so dumb, like I'm making up an advertisement for our sponsor, but literally you haven't coughed once since you've sipped that tea.
I haven't. Did you add anything to this?
Nope.
So there's no honey or anything?
No.
Well, everybody, thanks for that. We really set that one up. That's a good one. We do have a sponsor. We should shout them out now. Tiesta Tea.
That's right.
Once you go bagged, your life is ruined, and you realize I don't want bagged tea. I want loose leaf tea.
I'm sure that's how the slogan goes.
But Punktree 15, you can put it in the checkout if you want to purchase some, and you get a deal.
Oh, man, weird.
Almost as punk rock as if you just stole it.
Okay, so first show was Friday.
First, Aaron is the one who kind of set all this up because he pays attention to things like concerts sometimes.
Yeah, and when it's my favorite bands in town, I'm bugging you guys to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, we'll start with Friday.
Yeah, Friday night, Strung Out played at the Holding Company in Ocean Beach. This was a big, big weekend for them because they had originally planned to do Friday night, they played Suburban Teenage Wasteland Blues, and then Saturday night, they played Twisted by Design. Those sold out so quickly that they added two extra shows. So they actually played Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, doing both of those albums twice. And so that came up, but it was also very quickly announced that Death by Stereo and Pulley were doing the annual Slabby Holidays up in Oceanside that Saturday night. So we had to choose which one we're going to do. So we saw Strung Out on Friday night. And then Saturday night, we saw Pulley, Death by Stereo, and Jughead's Revenge.
Yes.
We sure did. I thought that Strung Out was great. I think that the Holding Company is a really good venue.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that was sticking in my mind over and over. Yeah. Was this room sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It reminds me of like a smaller Music Box.
Yeah.
Which is another venue in San Diego. I think that's the best sounding show I've ever been to. Propagandy at a Music Box San Diego. That was, it sounded incredible. But yeah, I thought the holding company, I've been to a couple shows there. I think we saw Guttermouth there.
Yeah.
And I've seen like, I think two or three shows there. But yeah, I thought that they played flawlessly. We got to hear the record and we got to hear, I don't know, it was like half the show. Probably heard almost 20 songs.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So much music.
Yeah, what were they? What, oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. Have Live Loose, Mike.
Yeah.
So they played the full record, but then what was in the second little set list that they played that you were trying to hear?
I think they started with Rats in the Walls.
They played Rats in the Walls. They played from Songs of Armor and Devotion. They played
Daggers.
Daggers.
Daggers, yeah.
Which I was really happy about.
Oh, yeah.
Eyes at each other the most often during that song.
Yeah, really good eyes. The best eyes. Yeah, but I really thought it was great. It was a fun night. We had a quick turnaround to the next day.
Yeah.
And the poorhouse is, you know, I think it's like a Sunday football restaurant and bar by day.
Yeah.
And then they put on some shows. It wasn't like the greatest sounding venue. I thought it was kind of rough. One side of this house was buzzing really bad, maybe blown.
I stand by what I kept telling you. I put earplugs in, and that blown speaker didn't sound bad, and the room sounded okay, just as long as you had earplugs well in.
Yeah. But I don't know. That show was pretty good, man. I thought all three bands did their thing. I wondered if we were going to talk a little bit about like age. Was Ephraim's birthday?
Yeah, they said he's 51.
I thought you guys were just going to tease me about not even knowing who I was going to see.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh. We'll get to that. But I just thought like my initial reaction to all three bands was like, wow, they're like going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like really a high energy show that was performed really well.
Oh yeah.
I just wish the system was better. That was the main thing. So yeah, I knew we were going, and primarily the thing we had talked about the most as a group was that we were going to finally see Pulley together, and at a small venue Jesse was going to be able to fulfill one of his lifelong dreams.
Yeah, I needed to get my Scott Radinsky baseball card signed.
Yes. What year and team was it, that car?
That was like a 92. He was on the White Sox.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool because we walked in and like the third person we saw.
Yeah. Yes.
Was Scott Radinsky, and he was gracious, super cool about it. I think he signed the card and then he just kind of was like standing with us, kind of hanging.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I think we're just hanging out now. Yeah. Or he's expecting Jesse to pay him $15. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I would have.
Yeah. But it was, it was a good show. My favorite part, though, is we see Jughead's Revenge. And then Pulley came up second. And they played a good show. I thought Scott was awesome.
Oh, it was so good. It was
really fun.
Oh, man.
And then they were done, and multiple times during Pulley's set, Radinsky wished happy birthday to Ephraim, the lead singer of Death by Stereo. And then Jesse at one point's like, why? I wonder why they keep like bringing that up, right? And then I saw it from like standing over by the bar, and I was like, oh look, Ephraim's standing right over there. I think Jesse, my thinking is you were kind of at that point like, oh, because he's here, he must have come to check out the show.
Yeah.
But then Pulley finished their set.
Yeah.
And
Death by we stepped
outside.
Up.
We stepped outside for a second. And then I think you saw Dan.
Yeah.
I think you saw Dan, the guitar player from Death by Stereo.
Dan Palmer.
And he was like, Mike. And you just pulled me to the side and you were like, I didn't know Death by Stereo was playing tonight.
I really did it. The whole time when we were talking about getting a ticket, it was like, oh, the Pulley concert.
I don't know.
How much is it? And then it was even talking about the scheduling. Like, so I know it's two shows. Do we have tickets for both already? Like, what do I owe you? And I was like, it's strung out Friday and Pulley Saturday, or is it the other way around? And those were the only bands I mentioned. But as it
It turns out that capping off the night was Death by Stereo. I also thought, Aaron's going to like this, I thought that Death by Stereo just killed it. Killed it. That was my first time ever seeing them that I remember. Like I said, I might have probably seen them back many years ago, but dang. Yeah. Ephraim was unbelievable. He's like a... He could sing like the gamut from maybe even pop punkish all the way to like screaming, and he really does it a lot of times in the same song.
Yeah, this was my second time seeing them live, and last time was with Aaron at Brick by Brick, I believe.
Yeah.
And Dan wasn't with them, and neither was
anybody. Rob, the bass.
Yeah.
It was it was Ephraim, JP, the guitarist, Mike, the drummer.
Villains.
Yeah. Dude named Shredward Scissorhands was on guitar, and Jared from Counterpunch was filling in on bass.
Yeah. But anyways, this time that we just saw them a few days ago was better to me as an experience of listening.
Yeah, I think I've seen Death by Stereo two times when they had that same feeling guitarist, and he is a good guitarist. I don't think you can deny that.
Shredder Hands?
Yeah, Shredward Scissorhands.
You better be good if that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be like the moniker.
And I was shocked because... You know, he was filling in for Dan, who is an incredible guitarist. And he...
Crazy.
You know. Shredward Scissorhands, like, didn't disappoint. He seems to nail kind of what Dan could do. But it's just not the same.
Point and nail.
Point and nail.
Edward. Shredward Scissorhands.
Spending with a smile. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.